Matthew just got on campus a few months ago. This was going to be really tough for Arkansas to overcome. He's the number one player in the state, though, fellas, so this one got away. You know, I think they've done a pretty good job of trying to build that wall and, you know, trying to strengthen the in-state crop again. But, man, this one was going to be an uphill climb simply because of the timing of it all. You know, that's just a lot to overcome right now. It's OU. They're, you know, 10-win season, college football playoff, and they just got his brother. I say all that to say this, guys. It is a miss on Arkansas's part, but misses don't hurt you like they used to, do they? So, well, I mean, you can think about it one or two ways. Yeah, it sucks to lose him, but maybe you get him back in a year or two after they develop. Who knows?
Yeah, certainly can be the case. And it, was it a straight-up money deal or don't know, or just
I think it was probably a straight-up OU deal, okay. Family deal.
Sure.
And I'm sure that, you know, I can't speak for the kid on that front, but I'm sure there was something. Yeah, I'm sure he ain't going for free.
Yeah, sure. Well, what else? Well, that's obviously that's not great news. But what else? What else you got? Tell me. Well, yes. Go ahead.
So, potential good news to make up for that. Tomorrow, we're going to find out at 3:45 p.m. out of Marion, Arkansas, running back Jeremiah Dent, who's been, you know, Arkansas's had him number one on their target board for the last few months. You know, they got in early December. They didn't offer until, I want to say, January 25th, somewhere in that range. And immediately after they offered, they put him top of the board, told him, hey, you're the guy we want. Now, they went on to offer a few others in the state. Trey Stewart right there at Little Rock Central, now starting to hear some buzz with Kansas and Arkansas. So he'll decide on Sunday and, you know, 24 hours after Jeremiah. So I'll tell you this, guys, Jeremiah Dent has it down to Arkansas, Ole Miss, Miami, Auburn, and Vanderbilt. And I think you can probably cancel out three of them. Don't want to overspeak for JD here, but I think probably Ole Miss or Arkansas. And as of this morning, I haven't changed my prediction. Still feel pretty good about the Razorbacks so far today. But that would be number eight, guys. If they can get him, that would be the eighth commitment for this year's class and probably lessen the sting a little bit of losing Samuel last night.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. It seems to be just what I've been able to pay attention to that we've made some offers for few, and I don't know what year they are, but for future players here in Arkansas, a Parkview running back, and then I think a kid up Northwest Arkansas defensive lineman. Is that something you notice? Just an emphasis on his part? I'm going to go after the kids I think are good players in Arkansas. Or do you, are those, I mean, what sort of you think the strategy there is? Because it seems, you know, I hadn't heard much about these players. I don't know, but you sure know them better than I do.
Sure. Well, not always, but yeah, Sadiq Goji, I hope I'm saying that right, trying not to disrespect the young man, but a 2029 running back was offered earlier this week. You're absolutely right, out of Little Rock Parkview. And I tell you, man, they've put out quite a few through the years. We saw last Saturday, if you were at the red-white game, I guess, we saw one of their Parkview running backs, Cam Settles, had a really good day, surprised a lot of people. Baz, I thought he really looked good, well-rounded running back out of Parkview. So I don't know a ton about Sadiq yet, but, to answer your question, Baz, I do. I think they're trying their best to get an early head start. And what that allows you to do is when that 2029 class rolls around, maybe you don't find yourself in the situation where Oklahoma comes in and they've been on them longer than you have as the home state. You don't need that. And I think they're trying their best to put an end to it. I think the Nelson family situation was very much an outlier based on the timing of it all. And again, hey, you never say never, boys. We've seen it time and time again over the last few years. You know, guys, they get to a place, maybe they get a little bit homesick, maybe the money looks better back home after a year or two. We'll see. But, man, these are two guys that grew up calling the Hogs, going to games. I actually gave them a fair chance for the younger brother this time around. But, you know, ultimately he chose OU for now. But again, never say never. I don't think it's completely over.
What did you think of the spring game of the players in the spring? You know these players better than anybody because you have to keep up with them, whether it be transfer portal or signees. What did you think at the end of the day? Maybe the players that you thought would turn out to be really good were, or maybe that were some surprises for you.
Sure. Yeah, I hit on it a little bit yesterday, but the cornerback spot is one that I probably had circled going into spring as maybe a real concern, and I probably feel better about that one, Baz. Now, again, I don't want to overhype this team. I'm probably somewhere around the 5-win range currently, 5-6, but man, I do. I think they've elevated their talent across the board. The thing you have to keep in mind is so has everybody else. It just scales at the same time. Everybody's got players, and that's the hard part is keeping that in mind. But, man, I think the defensive line is drastically improved. I may sound like an idiot this fall when they go out there and play, but I think just the fundamental fact of having more guys that look better just makes me feel better.
They go
8-9 deep now inside.
I know.
And a year ago at this time, if you lined up the defensive line, man, it's worrisome when you compare that group to the other SEC defensive lines around the conference. Man, you could tell it stuck out like a sore thumb. And we all knew it. We all questioned, did they get enough on the interior D-line last year? Does Quincy have enough help? And Quincy wasn't even a known commodity yet. But they had no help for him on that D-line, and now I think they've got a couple of guys, not only inside, but you add a Sackham Souls, whatever they're calling him out on the edge. I was really impressed with him Saturday. Quincy looked good, but I'll tell you this, on the other side there, they had him matched up quite a bit with Kavion Broussard, your new starting left tackle.
Yeah.
And that's the position I was looking at because we know Quincy's really good. You know, he turned down first, second round money. He's good. I was worried about the left tackle spot, and Baz, I felt pretty good about the guy. Now, he got beat a few times. That's going to happen, but I think they're going to be okay on the left side. My question might be on the D-line, did you sign – difference makers or just a bunch of the same caliber guys? And even if they only got the same caliber guys and got a bunch of them, I still say that's a drastic improvement from last year.
Well, I will go with the fact that, you watch him say next year, same, looks better, but he may get the same result. Hopefully that won't be the case. Well, Danny, hey, great to catch up finally. Glad to have you back with us. And, keep up the good work. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Daniel. Sir. Thank you, boys. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks to HJ Trailer Sales. Appreciate them.
Yeah, we do.